Today I want to talk about helpfulness as a healing spirit. I am going to start by reading from the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, chapter 92, and I'm going to begin midway through verse 13. A little child came in and stood by Jesus' side. She laid her hand on Jesus' arm and said, "Please, Master Jesus, hear. My father is a drunken man. My mother toils from morn till night, and when she brings her wages home, my father snatches them away and squanders every cent for drink. And mother and us little ones are hungry all the night. Please, Master Jesus, come with me and touch my father's heart. He is so good and kind when he is himself. I know it is the wine that makes another man of him." And Jesus went out with the child. He found the wretched home. He spoke in kindness to the mother and the little ones, and then upon a bed of straw he found the drunken man. He took him by the hand and raised him up and said, "My brother man, made in the image of our Father God, will you arise and come with me? Your neighbors are in sore distress. They have lost all they had in this fierce fire, and men must build their homes again, and you and I must lead the way." And then the man arose. The two went arm in arm to view the wrecks. They heard the mothers and the children crying in the streets. They saw their wretchedness. And Jesus said, "My friend, here is a work for you to do. Just lead the way in helpfulness. I am sure the men of Bethany will furnish you the means and help." The spark of hope that had so long been smoldering in the man was fanned into a flame. He threw his ragged coat aside. He was himself again. And then he called for help, not for himself, but for the homeless ones. And everybody helped. The ruined homes were built again. Then he saw his own poor den. His heart was stirred into its depths. The pride of manhood filled his soul. He said, "This wretched den shall be a home." He worked as he had never wrought before, and everybody helped. And in a little while, the den became a home indeed. The flowers of love bloomed everywhere. The mother and the little ones were filled with joy. The father never drank again. A man was saved, and no one ever said a word about neglect or drunkenness, nor urged him to reform. I like this story because it shows what can happen when we give direction to our natural impulse to be helpful. I wish I knew this principle of helpfulness when my father was like this drunken man. I wish I knew he could have been helped if, like Jesus, we could have taken him by the hand and raised him up. My father gave me a gift 12 years after he died. When I was almost 30, I was rummaging around in the cellar of my parents' home looking through some old books. I was looking for direction, and that was the purpose of my search. I found my father's copy of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. I took the book home, read it, saw an ad for the Dale Carnegie course in Time magazine, signed up, and after the course was complete, I was offered a job, and I accepted with the Dale Carnegie organization. That was quite a gift. Dale Carnegie, in his other famous book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, said that one of the most effective ways to free oneself from the negative mindset of worrying is to find someone else to help. Being helpful can relieve the burden of that undirected energy and worry. And since worrying is basically visualization of negative outcomes, or I would say kind of like planting seeds of poison ivy in the garden of our life, helping somebody else seems like a much better choice. In the journey from helplessness to happiness, this willingness to help others help themselves is what I think of as the fourth, final, and highest step in our progress. The healing spirit is a flowing, moving energy that we can give direction to. When that energy simply swirls in a circle of lower vibration, self-concern, or fear, we get pulled further down. When we direct that energy to an outward task, the directed energy is replenished by more healing spirit flowing to us and through us. We don't lose by offering that energy, we gain. When energy seems to be blocked, not moving, or swirling anxiously, we can free it by acting to improve a condition simply by giving that energy a direction. One of the areas of human behavior much needing of healing is the area of addictions. Addictive behaviors are a common method used by people to extinguish the life force in their own bodies. Seen in this harsh light, addictions are socially accepted, if not acceptable, forms of suicide. Some addiction experts believe that an overwhelming sense of helplessness is the trigger for a sequence of emotional and physical patterns that will result in addiction. Maybe we don't understand helplessness, and maybe we don't understand helpfulness. Maybe we don't realize or accept that normal development of humans has a lengthy and natural state of helplessness after we are born. We demonize helplessness. Complicating matters more, parents don't realize that developing a child's appropriate effectiveness regarding helplessness, helpfulness, and happiness is one of their primary functions as a parent. Helping a child to become fully functional in the world is the priority. Not everyone is a good teacher. Not all teachers recognize their roles as teachers. Not all parents are ready to be teachers. Many don't recognize their fundamental role is that of teacher. Once reproduction and provision of basic physical needs such as a roof over our head, food, clothing, and some degree of safety are accomplished, teaching a child they belong in the world and that the world eagerly wants and needs them is what our focus ought to be. In fact, all things the parents do are teaching points in the education and development of the child. For the child, being helped is one thing. Seeing how the parent feels about helping and caring for them teaches them the second thing, and perhaps the most important thing. From that experience, the child can conclude important rules of life from the behaviors of their parents toward them. Those rules sound something like this sometimes. If this is how my parents treat me, I guess this is how life will treat me. That can be pretty scary. Helpfulness is an urge that we normally see beginning at a very early time in a child's life. Parents and even society see these behaviors as challenging, tedious, hence the labels terrible twos and terrible threes. If we actually saw this child's urge toward helpfulness in a more effective light, we would be devising home, school, social environments that give these extremely bright, eager, absorbent, acquisitive learning machines the opportunities to become helpful to themselves, to the other kids, to the families, and even society as a whole. We know these concepts are well within the intellectual reach of very young children. The internet has made stories known to us of people such as Ryan of Ryan's Well fame. This is a 6-year-old boy that started a crusade to provide wells and clean drinking water to children and families in Africa because he didn't think it was right for people to have to walk 5 miles to get drinking water. He made that decision when he was 6. Cell phones for soldiers is a more recent effort of young people. And here we are with children setting the highest standards of helpfulness. Because helpfulness is not effectively encouraged or taught, children aren't sure how to help themselves or others in ways that are appropriate. They are being deprived of a feedback loop of gratification that follows an act of helpfulness. Legitimizing and habituating helpfulness could lead to a culture of constructing, creating, building, and solving problems. To me, healing is first and foremost a spiritual idea. Helpfulness, in particular, is a use of healing spirit for the purposes of improving a situation in the life of oneself or the lives of others. That is, healing, making whole. Simply questioning if an action we're thinking about will be helpful is enough to improve our awareness of helpfulness. Taking the time to think and inquire of oneself versus taking one nanosecond to react will give us access to our own higher intelligence, our own wisdom. Helpfulness, like charity, begins at home. If we learn to discern what is actually helpful to ourselves, we can learn to provide it or create it or attract it. When we do learn, in a balanced, socially harmonious way, to be helpful, we can continue to use this healing spirit skillfully for the benefit of other people. Oh yeah, here is another gift from my father that I just recognized this morning. While I was working in the Carnegie organization, I was told of the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ by a friend who was interested in views about Jesus' missing years. We went on a search and we discovered this book. I have to tell you that this book has been an inspiration to me to connect to Christ for over 30 years. That is quite a gift. So if we are negatively affected by feelings of I can't do it-ness, ineffectiveness, or feelings of helplessness, here is my prescription to break through that logjam of lies. 4 steps. Number 1, know the healing spirit is flowing through us. Know the healing spirit is flowing through us. And direct and deliver it to help someone or something else. Help someone else. This step means we shift our focus from our immediate situation and focus our attention and intention elsewhere. 2. Then we help ourselves similarly. Take the increased awareness of the power of helpfulness and apply those same ideas and skills to ourselves so we're operating from an overflowing cup. 3. Notice the good feelings. Take time to notice the good feelings. We will be able to see and feel the results in our own body. I mean, you can literally feel it in your body. Over time, you may see it from a standpoint of a healing of a physical condition, but you should be able to feel it pretty quickly. Later on, you'll notice shifts the way we feel about others and ourselves have shifted mentally and emotionally. And 4, repeat as needed. Repeat as needed. Keep our connection to the healing spirit in balance. I would like to conclude the formal part of this service with a prayer. Father God, Mother God, Christ, the source and connection to all that is, thank you for all of our blessings. Help us to be aware of the abundant blessings that surround us. Bless our families, friends, all the people of the world, and our planet. Guide us to be helpful to your children, young and old. Use us to distribute your love, the healing spirit. Thank you. Amen.